It's time to talk Panther football with Mound City coach Taylor Staniford. Coach, last week you beat Platte Valley 72-38, improving your record to 4-1. I know Pattonsburg's still undefeated, and that's three straight wins for you. You're on a roll.
Yeah, our guys have done a really good job, bouncing back from that Pattonsburg loss. Really got to work here. Picked up a big win Friday night against Platte Valley. You know, that's a really good football team. Our guys just did a really good job of being physical and playing all four quarters.
I know not one, but two 100-yard rushers, Creighton and Ivy, both ran for more than 100 yards, and overall 400 rushing yards during the game. Tell me how happy you were with that run game.
Oh, absolutely. That's one goal that we have every week is 300 yards rushing as a team. So I'm really happy with our boys when we do that. And, I tell our team that, that's not just work on Friday night. To be able to do that on Friday nights, it takes everybody all week long getting us prepared to be able to do that.
Taking care of business, heading into your couple big games coming up, but taking care of business handily is also something to be said about the mentality of the boys.
Absolutely. I really stress on our boys that we want to come out and play a clean football game, limiting penalties and then limiting putting the ball on the ground. And I felt like Friday night we did a good job of not putting the ball on the ground and turning the ball over. I just would like to see us clean up some of the penalties that we have.
Well, let's turn the page to this week. A road trip, short road trip, but a road trip nonetheless over to East Atchison. East Atchison, they're giving up some points this year, and I know you got a big one following that against Nottoway Valley. How do you keep from looking ahead this Friday?
I think our guys have done a really good job knowing that this is a big game for us. East Atchison's kind of a little bit of a rivalry for us, just with us being close and everything. But I know it's their home coming up there. So our guys, I feel like, have done a good job, just staying focused on these guys.
Tell us a little bit about what you expect to see out of the Wolves this week.
The biggest thing is we need to stop their run game. They've done a really good job this year establishing that run game, and then it kind of sets up their passes off of that. So we need to do a good job kind of resetting that line of scrimmage back a yard, and then just do a great job tackling.
It's going to be a hot one this week. Temperatures expected to be up towards the 90s. Late August weather in October isn't something you typically see. How have you prepped for that this week?
It's kind of crazy that the first game of the year was cooler than week whatever we're in now, six. It's just, you don't get that very much. But I feel like our guys all year have done a really good job, just taking the care of their body, getting water in their body all week long, but then also replenishing those electrolytes that they're losing throughout the week.
Well, Coach, good luck this Friday, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Dylan.
All right, that's the Mound City Coaches Show with Coach Taylor Staniford. You can catch the Panthers taking on East Atchison in the Mead Lumber Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3 this Friday.